There's nothing like federal contract award protests to make the simple seem complicated. But if you cut through the legalese, sometimes the lowest cost bid really does turn out to be the best deal. Here with some recent cases in point, procurement attorney Joe Petrillo of Petrillo & Powell. Let's start with the case of APT Research. This was a support services deal for NASA, and the company had decided it didn't like the way NASA interpreted what was in plain black and white on its very proposal.
In this particular instance, this is a contract for safety and mission assurance support services. This is a situation of cost realism, and the issue here was, did the low estimated cost, was it a real, realistic low estimated cost? The situation was that there was an incumbent contractor, and the non-incumbent came in to substantially lower estimated cost. The incumbent decided that that wasn't that cost was too low and brought a bid protest based on the fact that they felt that the cost wasn't realistic and they couldn't perform at that cost. One of the issues in the analysis of the protest turned out to be what their labor rates were. And that's important because in a services procurement like this, what you're delivering are qualified workers to work on. So we have a situation where the issue of labor rates came up. And the question is whether or not the apparent awardee really did provide an adequate compensation package. NASA was concerned about this. How many of the incumbent workforce are you going to be able to hire? NASA apparently struggled with finding comparable wage rates for these workers, even though they were part of an incumbent contract. And they ultimately hit upon using a commercial salary survey. And they looked at some commercial salary surveys, and they decided they liked the wage rates and went ahead and made the award. In the protest, however, it turned out that the awardees' wage rates were at the low end of the scale that NASA used for comparison purposes. And so GAO said, look, you're going to be in a situation where these people have come in, and in essence, they look like they're proposing to give everyone a big pay cut. You can't assume that they're going to be able to hire as many of the incumbent workforce as they say they are. This is an instance of cost-plus contract.
Yeah, on its face, that's a really interesting bid strategy. We're going to hire all their people and pay them less, so hire us.
Right. Well, it makes your bid look less, but at the end of the day, if the actual labor rates that they have to pay are higher and the company ends up in a cost overrun situation, it goes to the government and says, well, fund the overrun or we're going to stop performance. And the government has that choice. In this instance, I don't think the government has a choice. It's got to continue employing these people for mission safety considerations.
So it was a sort of sandbag job.
Exactly. That's what it looked like to GAO. So they upheld the protest and sent it back to the agency for reevaluation. The other thing they did was there was a potential organizational conflict of interest in which one of the subcontractors was also a contractor for operations. And, you know, this contract involves looking at those operations and determining, you know, whether they pose a safety risk, et cetera. And so there was a potential conflict of interest there, and they did not see any documentation that indicated the agency had really considered the mitigation plan to deal with that organizational conflict of interest. That's an example of a situation where if you make a judgment, make sure you document it and explain why, because if there is a protest and you don't have that information, you may lose on that issue.
We're speaking with procurement attorney Joseph Petrillo of the law firm Petrillo and Powell. And this other case, too, is kind of interesting because in the corrective action that the agency took, it was too much for the contractors, at least to the protester. And they said, well, we didn't mean that when we said corrective action. Tell us what happened with Systems Plus.
Yes, this is an acquisition by the Defense Health Agency of training support services for its legacy software applications. And this one, unfortunately, is one of those procurements that seems to get mired in repetitive protests. And the agency has a lot of trouble making an award. There was initially an award to Systems Plus. That was protested, and the agency announced it would take corrective action. So they then went back over the acquisition, made an award to another awardee, not to Systems Plus, and Systems Plus decided that they didn't like that award, so they came in and protested that, and the agency once again said it would take corrective action. Initially, it looked like just a reevaluation, but in reviewing the protest issues, the agency decided the solicitation was flawed. They would have to amend it, and they would have to go out for another round of proposals. Systems Plus thought that went too far and objected to the corrective action. Now, an agency has a lot of discretion in when it takes corrective action to address what it sees as the errors in the procurement, but what it does have to be related to those errors. And here, Systems Plus felt that the agency initially had thought it could just do a reevaluation, so that was the right decision.
So it released everybody's bid information.
Well, that was one of the things they did that was kind of interesting. In addition to going out and amending the solicitation and getting another round of proposals, which GAO held was absolutely appropriate under these circumstances because the original solicitation was unclear and confusing. The agency said, well, look, we've released the award prices and the evaluation ratings of two of the competitors as part of the award decision. Now we're going to release the information for all the competitors. And for some reason, Systems Plus, which had had its information released, protested that. And GAO held, an agency can decide to release vendors' prices in a recompetition in order to create a level playing field and remedy the potential competitive advantage.
Procurement attorney Joe Petrillo is with the firm Petrillo and Powell. As always, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Find a link to this interview at federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive.